Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.
Right, okay, we're talking a variety of things this morning, but many of them are with vinegar, lemons and bicarb, or baking soda, right?
Yeah.
And the first one I want to mention is one that I came across on TikTok in relation to a bed, right? So we'll get to the fake tan in a minute, but if you want your bed to be unbelievably fresh, this is a way to do it, right? Apart from changing your sheets, they say you should be doing that once a week, but many people would leave it a little bit longer. You take everything off and you vacuum your mattress, right? So that you have any sort of dust mites and all that removed. Put 3 to 5 drops of essential oils into some baking soda, mix it together, sprinkle it on the mattress, leave for 30 minutes, and then vacuum it off. Your mattress, coming through the smell of your lovely laundry detergent on your sheets, will smell absolutely gorgeous.
Okay, so the oil isn't going to make the baking soda coagulate or whatever the word is.
No, you just put a little bit in. It just makes it into a sort of slightly different consistency powder.
So it'll still be, and I'm going to make up a completely new word now, it'll still be sprinklable.
Sprinklable,
right.
Yeah, exactly.
Sprinklable,
yeah.
They should have that.
Okay, so there's a book out called Easy Life, and in it, it has a number of different tips on how you can use a lemon and these bicarbonate of soda and vinegar. Bust those fake tan stains. Quick way to remove fake tan, make a paste out of bicarbonate of soda, lemon juice applied directly to the stain. Many of us, I mean, I would never wear tan because I'm obviously, as you know, very sultry and dark. But somebody has been sleeping in my bed occasionally and leaving stains there.
Oh.
I don't know. Hide in fridge smells. Put a small dish of bicarbonate soda in the back of your fridge. Soak up food smells, and particularly good if you have an Indian dish or fish, if you forget to close the lid on something. Do you know the way it always happens, like when we used to be allowed to have people over for dinner, and you'd leave stuff because you'd be in a rush to put stuff away, and the smell of the fridge the next day. Trying to keep your dishwasher fresh. Wipe down the seals around the dishwasher door with a solution of 50% white wine vinegar, 20% neat lemon juice and 30% water, and then put the solution, the rest of it, in a spray bottle so you can use it for cleaning jobs. You can use it for dishwasher filters, all sorts of things, oven doors. So make up a big batch. She reckons white wine vinegar is your best bet. Spritz your microwave. 4 slices of lemon in a microwave-safe bowl of water and cook on high for 3 minutes. The steam from the water should loosen all those bits of food and grease, and then all you do is wipe it clean with a damp cloth.
Brilliant.
And it leaves your microwave smell of lemon.
Kim and Aggie may be gone, but Rob and Laura are still here, everybody.
And also, mould and mildew spread faster in humid conditions, especially in the bathroom. So spray patches of mould with neat white wine vinegar. Leave for 30 minutes, then rinse, and the mould should disappear without the need for scrubbing.
Dirty.
That's astonishing stuff.
Thank you, darling. Thank you.
I'll give you one more for your glass and windows, right?
Yeah.
20 mils of white wine vinegar, 10 mils of lemon juice. Fill the rest of the spray bottle with water. Shake. You've got yourself there. Automatic spray for the windows. Save yourself a few bob on buying whatever brand of window shine you use.
Brilliant.
Can't think of any bar one.
Whatever bottle of
window shine.
Someone's going to get that now and patent it.
They will, yeah.
Window absolutely. Shine. Now available in Auckland. Right. Home Hacks are back next Tuesday. Remember, if you missed any episodes, you can listen back via the website on eastcoast.fm.
Robin Lawrence. Home Hacks.